Okay.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Hi.
Hi, Camila. Finally.
Finally.
Okay, great. Great that it finally works. So welcome to our Fohor show, Fohor Zinoir. You are our first English-speaking guest we have so far.
Yes.
Really? You know, when I was hearing your interviews, I actually thought you should do all the interviews in English, because I don't understand German, and I'm sure people don't understand Portuguese.
Yes, but there are people who do speak German or Portuguese and don't speak in English. They're not very, a lot of them, but they are. Oh, no, you're gone again. Are you back? No! Es war so knapp, es war so knapp. Aber das war auf jeden Fall der Beweis, wir versuchen es. Wir versuchen es immer wieder. Und ich würde wirklich sagen, es ist ihre Verbindung, die einfach Schrott ist.
Noch ein Lied und es nochmal versuchen, oder möchtest du uns lieber nochmal eine Geschichte erzählen?
Ich erzähle gleich nochmal eine Geschichte. Genau. Na?
Jetzt ruft sie an.
Okay, Alex? It's dropping in and out.
Hi.
But you're back.
No. Now I'm back.
Okay, at least we had proof that we're really trying.
Oh my god, I'm already sweating.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let the floor for our girls. They prepared questions for you. Let's see.
Okay, nice.
Hi, Camilla. Our first question is, could you please introduce yourself? Just tell something about you.
Okay. I think everyone thinks I am Brazilian. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm Portuguese, although I am half Brazilian, so I think that counts as well. And about Fohor, well, I started Fohor in Portugal, in Lisbon, and now I'm living in London, so I started teaching here, so I have my project, and I think that's it. Do you want to know something else?
Yeah.
What is your project? You said you have your project. What is the project?
Well, I have my classes, Fohor with Camila classes. So on Sundays and Mondays. And I have different levels. So I'm actually living my dream, because this is what I wanted to do for a long time. And now I'm finally doing it. It's a lot of work, but we do it with love, so that's what matters, I think.
So you told us you give lessons, and we've heard that you offer special lessons for leading women. Is that true?
Yeah, it's actually tomorrow. It's always on Mondays. We welcome girls that want to lead.
Okay.
To do our class. It's pretty much a beginner's class, let's say. But instead of having guys and girls, we only have girls who want to lead, and they're awesome. Sometimes they're much better than the guys, I can say. they can feel different things that the guys can't, because they're girls, they know what they want to feel, so they can deliver that, which is something very interesting, and it's quite a new concept. Since I've been dancing, I saw a lot of girls that wanted to lead, because, you know, they don't want to stay and stand in a party waiting for the guys to call them. So, but there was never, you know, classes directed to them. So I like this idea. So we started this now.
But what is different from a beginner's class for girls than from a beginner's class for guys?
You know what? Because we can talk about boys. we just make fun of them. I don't even call my students. That class is like, you know, a class for our friends. We just go there and get together and share, you know, movements, steps, thoughts. It's something very interesting. It's not really about the movements, because, you know, they can learn it from the video or whatever. It's just different techniques that sometimes the guys don't have, because they don't know how it is to feel that, you know? And I welcome guys as well to come and do the class if they want to learn how to follow. And I've had so far only 3 guys.
I want to go.
But they go there. They
Monday,
are
right? Monday, right?
They're quite good. They're quite good, I can say. Yeah.
I can promise you, as soon as I will be in London, if it's a Monday, I will show up there.
please do it.
So let's come to the guys. Are there any rules of behavior at for hall parties you teach in your lessons where are also guys?
Well, I teach sometimes, you know, we talk about it. I talk about my experiences as a person, what I don't like, which is, for example, I think you guys are asking me this because of a post I wrote a long time ago, was it?
I heard from a fan of you that you gave right. a lesson and she
I've
you
seen
told something about this.
So. I've okay. seen the post.
I read it too.
Just telling them not to be dancing when you're so sweaty. It's so simple, you know, just bring a towel or another T-shirt, simple things. Wear clean clothes, deodorant, gum, basic things, you know. But some people are just not aware of that. And as a teacher, we need to tell them and be straightforward. And our classes are actually very straightforward. We just share different opinions. I ask my students to really share their thoughts. And what they'd like, what they don't like, and it's very interesting. Sometimes we have a different, a new student, and I ask them, "What is your, you know, what has happened to you that is so odd?" Do you understand? Mm-hmm. What has happened in Fohor that you felt, you know, uncomfortable? So we can teach them how to behave sometimes. How to ask a girl to dance, for example, if you're a girl, you know, just don't be in the corner, waiting to be asked to dance. Just be there and on the dance floor, you know, enjoying the music, talking to friends and whatever. So different ways of behaving, let's say.
Yeah. And then I have another question. You said that you already were dancing for Fohor in Lisbon.
Yes.
And how was your first contact with Fohor? How did you get to start dancing for Fohor
right.
and teaching
well,
Fohor?
I was dancing tango and different dances, salsa and kizomba and hip-hop. So a lot of dances. But, you know, I was a little bit sick of it. All the time, the same things. And at that moment, I was doing tango. So I was really taking it seriously. I was the partner of my teacher as well. But it got to a point where I was not really learning anything else, because in tango it's very difficult to have an advanced class because people give up because it's so difficult. So every year since I'm like 11, I go to a dance festival in the summer. So it's a week where you can camp and you have dance workshops during the day, and then at night you have all the parties. So and that I think it was 2010, something like that, I don't know. I said, this year I'm going to learn something different and I'm going to succeed. And then I went to Pablo's class and I loved it. So I started taking classes with him in Lisbon. And now I'm in love and this is my life.
Nice. And this festival was also in Portugal, but just for tango or for other dances as
no,
well?
No, no, no. It's for every single dance.
Ah.
Any dance you can think of, you have it there. And you have also capoeira, you have massages, you have relaxing things, instruments. It's an dancers festival. Ah. It happens in August. You should go. It's amazing.
Okay, nice.
It's very good, yeah.
I think it's right before the Fohor camp. Is it in the end of July or in the beginning of August?
It's in the beginning of August. It's after Fohor de Lisboa Festival.
Great.
I'm just promoting my festival now.
So for Hodge Lisboa, then Andanzas, then for Hawcamp. Okay, plan settled.
Yeah. So if you're planning on going to Fohod Lisboa Festival, it finishes on Sunday. So on Monday, this festival, Andanzas Festival, starts. So just one after the other. We just live to go to festivals, you know. This is our life.
So we heard that you're also dancing tango, but what's the special thing about Fohor for you? Why you love this dance so much?
You know, when I saw Pablo dancing, I just thought it was a mixture of everything I knew and put it in just one dance. So it was basically perfect. Perfect. So I have movements from tango, from samba, from kizomba, and everything in one single dance. And I really, really enjoyed the music. And it's also, you know, the relaxed environment. You can be there with no shoes, or they don't really care about the clothes you're wearing. It's not like in a...
If they are fresh. If they're clean, if the clothes are clean.
No, obviously. Okay, let's make it clear, yeah? No, you know, you don't need a dress code. People are very outgoing and fun, happy. Even the music, you know, puts you in a good mood. I really like tango, but it got to a point where it was a little bit depressing, you know? And in Fohor, you have people from different ages, and they're dancing. I love it.
So how, like, you have enjoyed, or you have been part of the Fohor scene in Lisbon, or you are, and now you're in London. Are there any, yeah, like, characteristics you could say? Like, I've been dancing with one guy in Fohor camp. It was Andrew from London, and he said, well, the British are not really dancing Fohor because it's too close. He said, most of the people are foreigners who are dancing in London. But maybe could you first, like, tell us if there's any difference between Lisbon and London, and then explain a little bit how this scene works in London?
Well, I think there's not a lot of difference, actually, because, you know, London, it's very multicultural. So I don't really have British students. Obviously, I do, but they're not the majority. But yes, the first contact is quite weird for them. But I don't think they find it difficult to get close. Not so much. Before, yes. And Portuguese as well. Sometimes they find it difficult to get close to one another. And I think Portuguese people, they really care about what people think. And that makes it difficult when dancing, because you're always, you know, worried about what others are going to think of you if you make a mistake or whatever. And I think in London, it doesn't really happen. People don't care.
People it's don't true. Care. They don't think.
Yeah, it's true. They don't care. You know, they just enjoy themselves.
Awesome.
But obviously, in Lisbon, people have more contact with the music, obviously, because Brazilian culture is so present. It has always been very present because, you know, we have the Brazilian shows on TV. We have, it's always very present. We have a lot of Brazilians there. And so we have a more awareness of Brazilian culture. And in London, people don't really know what Fohor is, or when I say that I dance Fohor, they're like, "Ooh, really? Is it salsa? No, it's not salsa. Is it samba? No, it's not samba. Do you want to come to the class and try it out?" It's not so easy to explain. But put it all together with an amazing music, and that's Fohor, yeah?
Awesome.
So that's it.
Great.
Great. So I'll thank you for your participation, which finally worked out.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. I've been trying a lot.
Yeah, we too. But we managed. We managed. Everything is fine. Everything worked out.
And I hope you can come to London and visit us.
On a Monday.
Yes, we have to do that.
Come into the festival. To London Festival this week.
And we're probably not going to be there this week. We'll be there when it's more quiet. And we can enjoy your classes.
So, but are there still some places left in London for this festival?
I'm afraid not, yeah. But you would have to speak to the organization.
We'll spam Carlos.
Yeah. But there are places to go to Lisbon for the Lisboa Festival in the summer. So I would love to see you guys there.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for the opportunity to share my thoughts. You know, it's important for me.
Yeah, thank you for participating, taking your time. So thank enjoy you. Your Foha. You're at the Foha right now, right?
I am.
So where continue else? Dancing.
Dance one song for us as well and say hi
thank
to the
you.
Folks.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.